Hi, everyone. I'm Sharna, and this is a Lead and Follow Quick Tips bonus episode featuring one practice you can try out this week to improve your relationships at work. Your Lead and Follow coaching tip for today is choose an inner orientation. This technique is also called choosing a mindset or an intention. I'm calling it an inner orientation because I want you to use it as a deliberate and methodical way to orient to people and situations that you are in every day. Most of the time, our inner state or orientation is reactive and we're not really choosing it. You like some people and dislike other people. You feel comfortable or uncomfortable, inspired or bored, and you usually attribute those inner states to external circumstances. Now, that is a normal process. And at the same time, we have the ability as humans to choose a specific way of orienting to the world from the inside. For example, if you're thinking about how you want to show up in an upcoming meeting, you might choose a quality like receptive, open, curious, creative, or any other quality that will help you participate in that meeting in a positive and productive way. Different situations, of course, may call for different kinds of mindsets or orientations, especially if you are switching back and forth between leadership and followership functions throughout your day, as many of us do. When you choose your inner orientation, make sure you take a moment to feel it fully in your body and notice what that feels like so you can track yourself and your own physical sensations and remind yourself to return to being receptive or curious or open or whatever you chose when you find yourself becoming distracted by something external. You'll want to practice sitting, standing, and walking in a way that you can feel this quality, this orientation in your body and recognize it. This tip may sound quite simple, but I assure you it is one of the most powerful techniques that I teach. When you truly embody a positive inner state on a regular basis, you'll start to feel more comfortable in your own skin, and that leads to a whole other set of fantastic outcomes, including your communication becoming clearer and relationships with the people around you beginning to improve. Try this out, experiment, and let me know how it goes. If you'd like to learn more, check out the main episodes where I talk with educators, artists, students, and working people of all kinds about how they experience leadership and followership dynamics. Or pick up a copy of my book, Lead and Follow. It's available everywhere. And if your team or organization is interested in followership training, please reach out anytime. I'd love to help.